skillet and made out of?
Cast iron. Well, some of them made now out of steel.
Uh-huh. But you call it a skillet either way?
That's what I'd call it.
Did you ever see something like a skillet? It was shallow, like a skillet.
Bigger?
What was that like?
It didn't have no size to it. It didn't come up around that size. Just, just so high.
Mm-hmm.
They call that a baker.
What's something that had little legs on it you could use in the fireplace?
That's a Dutch oven.
Did you ever hear something called a spider? And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you could put them in a...
I've heard these old spit tunes called Caspidios or something.
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, you go in these in the courthouse and farm, and they're sitting there for
what's something that well, they did have in the house a fancy thing to put cut flowers in.
Sometimes they put them in a vase. Sometimes they just put them in a little crock pot. I seen a woman had three big cut flowers, and when them would give away, she'd go get some more. Had a little pot, hold just about a half gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the top like that.
Mm-hmm. What if you were going to plant some flowers to keep them in the house? You'd put them in a...
You just put them in flower pots.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with, you'd give everybody a...
Everybody a knife and fork and a spoon. If you got them. Some people don't have them.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak.
Yeah, you'd put that on a platter to itself.
Well, to cut the meat, you'd put out several steaks.
Well, some people cut it up smaller than others do. Some of them just fix a whole round steak in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't cut it up till they get it on the table, and then they... People cut off what they want.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had three people eating, you put out three forks and three spoons and
three knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
arrange them and put them in a drain, put them up on a drain board.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing the dishes?
I call them dish rags.
Huh?
Some call them dish cloths, I call them dish rags.
What about when you're drying them?
That's a drying cloth.
Any other name for that?
Not that I know of.
And to bathe your face with, you have a...
Oh yeah, I got one of them lying right here by me.
What's that called?
I'd call it a wash rag.
And to dry yourself with?
Towel.
And something that, if you want to pour something from a big container into something that had a real narrow mouth.
You'd have to get a funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Switch or line or something.
What did they have with a buggy? They have a...
Buggy switch.
Or a long...
Buggy whip, they called it.
Uh-huh. Do you remember having buggies?
Oh, yeah. I've got a whip with a buggy whip.
Huh?
I've been whipped with a buggy whip. My granddaddy did. They didn't have, there wasn't no respect to grandchildren or children either when I was growing up. If you done anything, you was at grandpa's house, and grandma and grandpa got a hold of you, it'd eat up. They'd tear you up. Just like mom and pa would. They don't whoop kids now, they just brush them around, make them mad.
Uh-huh. What did you do to your kids? Did you, were you
like them? Some of them I had to be pretty rough with them. Some of them wasn't so much trouble.
How many kids did you have? Four?
I raised eight grown.
It's a big family.
There's a baby right there. He married and was married about 2 weeks and died.
Mm.
With Bryce's disease.
Mm.
It was caused from a skating rink.
Mm.